Chapter 4.
Well, the restaurant at the hotel was some kind of fancy. I'd not been there before, of course, and it sure wasn't anything like what I expected, whatever that was. I mean, the fellas waiting on the tables was all a-wearing stiff collars and black coats with shiny lapels, and just the stuff set out on the tables looked like it belonged in a jewelry store. There wasn't no tin or crockery ware at all, but real silver and china and linen, and chandeliers and, well, fancy, that's all. Extra fancy. Looked like the kind of place that would cost a week's wages to eat one meal in. The gentleman, sitting at the tables, was all dressed to the nines, looking even fancier than the waiters did, and at a couple of the tables there was ladies, too. The real thing, you could tell. Gowns and hats dressed up like they was fixing to go to a ball afterward. Shoot! I could see Arthur sitting at a small table over by the windows. I waved and headed toward him. About that time, a stiff-necked fella in a coat with swallowtails and a tie so snug it would choke a goat snagged me by the elbow.
See here now, my good man, just where do you think you are going?
Right over there. I pointed to where Arthur was, sitting there dressed just as dandy as any of the rest of them, while a black-coated waiter poured wine into his glass.
I should say not, Stiffneck said. We do not serve, his lips twisted into a bit of a sneer, gentlemen without a coat and tie here.
Now, I might not be fancy, and I do try and not get mad without a good reason, but I'm not so stupid that I don't know when I'm being looked down on. I think you're going to make an exception this one time. I told him, just as polite as I knew how, but with something of an edge in my voice.
No exceptions, Stiffneck said. I shall have to ask you to leave.
I smiled at him and reached down to straighten his tie and pull it even tighter than it already was. He got the message, I guess. He held himself extra stiff and his eyes started cutting back.